So we're reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, Chapter 7, Text 143. So I'll read the other text and then we will repeat the 143. Translation. Wise Divine Grishala Prabhupada. His Divine Grishala Isi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. While on his tour, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would spend the night at a temple or on the roadside. Whenever he accepted food from a person, he would give him the same advice he gave the Brahmana named Kurma. He adopted this process until he returned to Jagannath Puri from his South Indian tour. Thus I have described the Lord's behavior elaborately in the case of Kurma. In this way you will know Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dealings throughout South India. Thus Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would return at night in one place, and the next morning, after bathing, he would start again. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left, the Brahmana Kurma followed him a great distance, but eventually Lord Chaitanya took care to send him back home. There was also a Brahmana named Vasudev, who was a great person, but was suffering from leprosy. Indeed, his body was filled with living worms. Although suffering from leprosy, the Brahmana Vasudev was enlightened. As soon as one worm fell from his body, he would pick it up and place it back again in the same location. Then one night, Vasudev heard of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's arrival, and in the morning he came to see the Lord at the house of Kurma. When the leper Vasudev came to Kurma's house to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was informed that the Lord had already left. The leper then fell to the ground unconscious. When Vasudev, the leper Brahmana, was lamenting due to not being able to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord immediately returned to that spot and embraced him. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu touched him, both the leper and his distress went to a distant place. Indeed, Vasudev's body became very beautiful to his great happiness. The Brahmana Vasudev was astonished to behold the wonderful mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he began to recite a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, touching the Lord's lotus feet. And then we come to this verse. So now Kurma Brahmana has left. Vasudev has gone to his house, not finding the Lord, become very upset and started to lament. The Lord comes back, embraces him, gets rid of his leprosy. And when the Lord embraces Vasudev, who is also a Brahmana, Vasudev Vipra, he says this verse. Translation by His Divine Grace, Isi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. He said, "Who am I, a sinful, poor friend of a Brahmana? And who is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, full in six opulences? Nonetheless, He has embraced me with His two arms." Purport. This verse was spoken by Sudama Brahmana in Srimad Bhagavatam 10.81.16, in connection with his meeting Lord Krishna. It's just a one-line purport. Very powerful. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Putare Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshtarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktivrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we continue our discussion of the Madhya Leela. And the Madhya Leela tells about Mahaprabhu's journey to South India. And on his journey to South India, he made many, many wonderful interactions with a number of individuals. And he's just started his journey. So we now see that he has reached Kurmasthana. Kurmasthana is a place in Andhra Pradesh on the east coast of India. It's called Srikakulam is the name of the city. And there is a very nice river that passes through that place called Nagavali. So Mahaprabhu stayed one night, just for one night, in the house of Kurma Brahmana. He stayed for one night in the house of Kurma Brahmana. And then he left the following morning. And that was how his routine was. Whenever he was in South India, he tried to stay there. Well, there was an exception in Srirangam, but he stayed for the entire Chaturmasa. Otherwise, his routine was to stay for a night and then next day morning take bath in a holy place and then move on. So, already last week we saw how Kurma Brahmana wanted to follow Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu was advising him to stay in householder life and continue to practice Krishna consciousness. Here, this episode is when a leper by the name of Vasudev, who was a Brahmana by birth and actually a great devotee, the degree of compassion he had was such that when the worms, the maggots who were eating his body alive, when they would fall off his body, he would pick them up and put them back on his body. This is how, because he thought his body was meant to serve others. We have been provided this body and we want to use this body to enjoy ourselves. But Vasudeva's view was that this body is meant to serve others. And who could he serve better than those who want to be served? And who wanted to be served? The maggots who were eating his body. So he would put them back. And when he heard about Mahaprabhu, he had a burning desire, I must see Mahaprabhu, I must go and find out who this great personality is. At least get his glimpse from afar. Why from afar? Because Vasudeva Vipra was, because he had Kushtarog, he had leprosy, nobody would go close to him. They would believe that if you go close to a leper, you could also contract leprosy. And so they would keep a 2 meter distance or even more. So he thought, let me just go and see Mahaprabhu. He went to the house of Kurma Brahmana. However, unfortunately, Mahaprabhu had already left. He had already moved on. Vasudeva Vipra, being really pained by this, he started to cry. Weep, in fact. Weep about his great misfortune that he could not see this wonderful personality, Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya, knowing his heart, When he left from the house of Kuruma Brahmana, he went backwards and then he came all the way round. So, like a parikrama of the temple. Actually, there is a new temple, ISKCON temple, which is being built in Srikakulam. So I'm looking forward to visit someday Kurumakshetra. Just on the river bank, they're building a new temple on the river of Nagavalli River. So Mahaprabhu went around the Kuruma temple, and the leper Vasudeva, who had come to the house of Kuruma Brahmana, thinking Mahaprabhu has gone further south, he started to move further south to try and see if he could catch up with Mahaprabhu, not knowing that Mahaprabhu had actually gone around on a parikrama, and Mahaprabhu met him face to face. So the leper was really ecstatic. Mahaprabhu immediately, knowing who this leper was, such a great devotee of the Lord, he immediately embraced him tightly, which was very unusual given that nobody would want to even come close to him. So, in response to that, the leper said, in response to Mahaprabhu's embracing, the leper said, Kwaham daridra papiyan. Who am I? Kwaham. Who am I? What kind of a person am I? Daridraha. I am a beggar. He had no work, nothing to do, so he was a beggar. Kwaham daridraha papiyan. Papiyan. I am sinful, and what's happened to me, my body, is a result of my own sins. He did not say that, well, my karma is so bad, why is it so bad? He wasn't depressed about it. He accepted it. And in fact, he said, well, it is my own doing. I'm suffering because of my own doing in my previous life. So because I'm a papi, I'm a sinful person. And then he said, and who are you? Kva Krishnaha. And who are you? You are the Supreme Lord Krishna yourself. Shri Niketana. Shri is Lakshmi. Niketana means residence. You are the very residence of Lakshmi Devi. So we see that on Krishna's chest, on Vishnu's chest, there is a golden hair. And that golden hair represents Lakshmi Devi. So, she is always on the chest of Vishnu. She is always sitting alongside Vishnu. And in fact, she is described as being sitting on the chest of Lord Vishnu. So in that sense, the Lord is the Niketana, is the house, is the place of residence of Lakshmi. So he's saying, I am a beggar and you are the residence of Lakshmi. What a contrast. And yet, so there is nothing equal about us. There cannot be any relationship between us. However, and then he further qualifies himself by saying, Brahma Bandhur iti smaham. And generally speaking, I'm known as a Brahma Bandhu. I'm not even a Brahmana. I'm only a Brahmana in name. Bahubhyam parirambitaha. Bahubhyam, with your beautiful, lovely arms, parirambitaha, you have tightly embraced me. Parirambitaha literally means to embrace someone until the fingers, they touch on the other side. So imagine if you embrace someone who's a big body, you'd really squeeze that person. And if you're small, then you'd really squeeze. So it's a tight embrace. It's not just a superficial pat on the back. Parirambitaha. And this verse is originally spoken by Sudama. Sudama, who was a vipra, who was also a brahmana. And he was a friend of Krishna. However, although he was a friend of Krishna, he did not consider himself to be as such. He thought of himself as simply a sinful person who was suffering poverty, daridra, because of his own past karma. And when he was going on his way back to Dwarka, from Dwarka to his own city, when he was going back, he was thinking to himself, how merciful the Lord is. And while thinking how merciful the Lord is, he chanted this verse. Kwaham daridra papiyan. I am such a beggar, such a sinful person. Kwa Krishna Shri Niketana. And look at Krishna. He is the Supreme Lord. He is the residence of Lakshmi. Brahma Bandhur iti smaham. The only reason he embraced me is not because I am his friend, not because I am a devotee, but Krishna embraced me. Sudama is thinking, Krishna embraced me because I am, at least by birth, a Brahmana. At least I am of Brahmanical birth. So Srila Sanatana Goswami in his Brihad Vaishnava Toshini, he says, this is expression of humility. And Jiva Goswami in his commentary of Sanatana Goswami's Laghu, Brihad Vaishnava Toshini, in Jiva Goswami's Laghu Vaishnava Toshini, he repeats the same, that why is Sudama saying that Krishna embraced him only because he's a Brahmana? He wants to say that Krishna is anyways very kind to Brahmanas. There's nothing special about him being a friend of Krishna. So he's not saying that he embraced me because I'm his friend. He's taking a humble position and saying he embraced me only because I'm a Brahmana. And in fact, in Adi Leela, we find that Murari Gupta is Hanuman himself. Murari Gupta, also when Mahaprabhu embraced him, used the same verse, the very same verse. And in that verse of Adi Leela in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says that we, the members of the International Society of Krishna Consciousness, we cannot even say that we are Brahmanas. We cannot say that we are Brahma Bandhus even. We have no connection by birth to Brahmanical lineage, because most of us do not have any such connection. And yet, we are being embraced by the mercy of the Lord. Why is this happening? So Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, it's only because we are trying to fulfill the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's our only qualification. So this particular verse and this episode of Vasudeva Vipra, there are two important aspects to be learned. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in his Anubhashya, commentary of Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says, two important things to be learned. Number one, Krishna is not attracted by the externals. Externally, Vasudeva Vipra was a beggar, somebody who was a leper. He wasn't attractive. He was a nobody in the town of Sri Kurma Kshetra. He was a no one. He didn't have big qualifications. He didn't give big sermons or lead large kirtans or did fantastic worship. He was just a nobody. And yet, the Lord was attracted to his devotion. And the second thing that we learn is one should be very careful not to judge and criticize the pure devotees of the Lord. Vasudeva Vipra was, he was a leper and he was constantly judged. People were keeping a distance from him. So these are the two things that we learn from the episode of Vasudeva Vipra. So I would like to speak about these two things that Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj is pointing out. The first, which is Krishna is not attracted by any external qualification. Could you give me any examples? I think we have a very small group today. And many of you appear to have had a very enthusiastic kirtan and are tired now. So you're taking some rest, which is natural, understandable. I don't mind. Yes, Prabhu.
Well, Krishna preferred to eat in the house of Vidura, eat the banana skins, rather than nice prasadam or nice food at the house of Duryodhana.
Krishna chooses Vidura over Duryodhana. And that is an example of devotion. And what is the quality? Yes, Prabhu.
Krishna's not so impressed by great Vedic learning.
Krishna's not impressed by great Vedic learning, yes.
The gopis, they were not great Vedantists.
Yes, gopis and what to speak of the brahmanas who were performing yajna and did not want to give the havi to the friends of Krishna. They said, you go away. And then the brahmapatnis, they realized. Wonderful. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, Sudama was a beggar and Krishna embraced him and he really demonstrated that the love for his devotee surpasses everything. He even asked Rukmini Devi, who usually fans Krishna, to fan Sudama. And he personally washed the feet of Sudama and then massaged his feet with chandan and musk perfume. And then the remnant of that water which was washed Sudama's feet, he put it on his own head and he passed it on to his family members, Rukmini and other queens. Come on. So this is unimaginable. So what attracts Krishna is a pure devotee. And who is a pure devotee? A pure devotee is one who has taken shelter of the Lord. 100% shelter of the Lord. That is a pure devotee. And when one has taken 100% shelter of the Lord, the devotee expresses 6 symptoms, which are the 6 symptoms of Sharanagati. Sharanagati means taking shelter or surrender. 6 symptoms of surrender. And these are very important to know. 6 symptoms. That's what defines a pure devotee, not the external. And one of those symptoms is karpanya. Karpanya means feeling of humility. And what is humility? Humility is not to think of oneself as being less. Humility is to think less of oneself. Yeah? So, we see Prahlad Maharaj. Of all the people in the 3 worlds, Narsingadev was pacified by whom? By Prahlad Maharaj. And yet, Prahlad Maharaj, expressing his humility in the 7th canto, chapter 9, verse 40. Beautiful verse. Prahlad Maharaj says this. And be attentive. I'm going to reveal something in this class today. All of you think I have married one lady. That is not true. I have many wives. And Prahlad Maharaj is going to say this verse and then I'll tell you about my wives. Quite a revelation. Controversial class. So be attentive. And somebody can take a snip of this and put it on YouTube. So, what is Prahlad Maharaj praying? Jivai kato chyuta vikarshati ma vitripta. Jivha ekataha achyuta vikarshati ma avitripta. My tongue is one which goes in one direction. Although he's a pure devotee, he's praying. My tongue is such that it goes in one direction. It cannot be controlled. Shishno nyata. And my reproductive organ wants to go in another direction. It wants to get attracted to the opposite gender. Tvag udaram shravanam kutaschit. Tvak, my skin wants to experience something soft. Udaram, my belly wants to have breakfast prasadam. Shravanam kutaschit. And my ears want to hear something mundane. Srila Prabhupada, in the translation to this verse, he writes, my ears, he's translating Prahlad Maharaj's words, and Prabhupada still, he writes in English translation, he writes, ears want to hear cinema songs. Very sweet. Grano nyatash chapaladrik vachakarma shaktir. Granaha, my nose wants to go another place to experience something that smells very enticing and sweet. Chapaladrikvacha, and my eyes want to go somewhere else to see something very attractive. Karma shaktihi, and the three other organs, my hands, my legs, and the organ of evacuation, they want to do something else. So, the five karmendriyas, five jnanendriyas, all ten want to go in different directions. This is my situation. Bhavya sapatnya ivageha patim lunanti. Bhavya sapatnya. My situation is like a man with many wives. Prahlad Maharaj says that these ten are like my wives. Imagine each wife is having their own demand. So these ten wives, this is what I meant by me having more than one wife. So Prahlad Maharaj says, his situation is like he has ten wives. All the senses have created a havoc. He says, Iha geha patnim lunanti. Lunanti comes from lu dhatu in Sanskrit, which means similar as losing. In English you say, he's lost it. Yeah. Similarly, a person who is as if married to these ten wives, the ten senses, and each sense is taking the person, pulling the person in a different direction. This is my situation, Prahlad Maharaj says. And he says, I am hopeless because I do not have any attraction to your katha, to you, my Lord. This is what he prays to Narsingadev. Now that is unimaginable. It's unimaginable because Prahlad Maharaj, of all the personalities, was the only one who could pacify Narsingadev. So a pure devotee exhibits karpanya, humility, but not only humility, he also exhibits another sign. He is very, very conscious of not becoming proud when he or she receives a particular service opportunity or a particular mercy of the Lord. We become very proud. So when Vasudeva Vipra was embraced by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what happened to him? His body got rid of the leprosy and he became very, very beautiful, handsome. Realizing how handsome he was, immediately he thought, my dear Lord, what did you do? You embraced me and made me into this handsome, princely kind of a personality. And now this is going to be the cause of my misfortune. Because I'm going to become proud about my, you know, what do they call it? Six-pack kind of, you know, body. Vipra, Vasudeva Vipra is thinking, why did you make me so dashing and smart and, you know, attractive? Mahaprabhu says, because you are a pure devotee, Prabhu kohe kabhu tomar nohobe abhimana. You will never have abhiman, you will never have pride. Nirantara kaha tumi Krishna Krishna nama. Just chant the name of Krishna, be absorbed in Krishna constantly, and you will not have pride. Krishna upadeshi koro jibera nishtara. Give Krishna to others. Whenever you see someone, give them Krishna. And give them an opportunity to serve Krishna. Achirate Krishna toma kori ben angikara. And very soon, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna himself will embrace you. So the sixfold Sharanagati are expressed by a pure devotee. And that's how we know who is a pure devotee. What are the sixfold Sharanagati? Anyone knows the six items of Sharanagati, the six items of surrender that have been described in the Hari Bhakti Vilas by Srila Sanatana Goswami? The first, anukulyasya sankalpaha. Whatever is favorable, one should accept. Whatever is favorable for Krishna consciousness, one should accept happily. Srila Prabhupada was in Germany and he was walking through a beautiful park. And he looked at a flower and he said, this is a beautiful flower, we can accept it in Krishna's service. And the devotee said, yes, Prabhupada. And he walked further and there was a tall sky-rise building. And Srila Prabhupada said, this is a beautiful building. If we had a similar building, we can use it in Krishna's service. Yes, Prabhupada, everyone said. And they were walking further and a big German shepherd, big dog, started barking, running towards Prabhupada. Woof, woof, woof. He came to Prabhupada. Prabhupada, whoosh. Showed his stick and the dog ran away. And Prabhupada said, that's a nice dog. We can use him in Krishna's service. And everyone said, yes, Prabhupada. And Prabhupada stopped, looked at them and said, and how do you propose to do that? So it's not, it's not that everything can be used in Krishna's service directly. But we accept anukulyasya sankalpaha, number one. Number two is the opposite. Pratikulyasya varjanam. To give up whatever is not favorable in Krishna consciousness. So pure devotee accepts everything favorable and rejects everything unfavorable. And I emphasize on the word everything. Because the purer the personality is, to that degree they reject everything that's unfavorable in Krishna's service. The third, rakshishyati iti vishvaso. Vishvasa, vishvas means firm conviction. Rakshishyati, future tense, he will protect. The Lord will protect. He'll always protect. Fourth, goptritve varanam tatha. Goptritve, in his protection, in his shelter, varanam. Varanam means to choose the shelter of the Lord. There are so many choices we make. And even Lord Jesus Christ in the Bible, he says, one cannot serve two masters. You should only serve your Lord. The same Prophet Muhammad says in the Quran in a different way that Allah is the only one who is worth serving. There is no one else. So Krishna personally says, and here Sanatana Goswami says, Goptrutve Varanam. Varanam means to choose amongst all the things that you should take shelter of. Some of us, we take shelter of our bosses at work. We take shelter of astrology. We take shelter of some yadnas, some kind of all different kinds of things. But we forget that ultimately we are meant to take shelter of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, when he went to America with $12 in his pocket, he took shelter of the Lord. In his diary he said, "Make me dance as you want, make me dance. O Lord, make me dance." So this is Goptritve Varanam. Choosing, Varanam means to choose the protection of the Lord. And that is very important. Fifth is Atmanikshepa. Atmanikshepa means to self-surrender. Srila Prabhupada says self-surrender means to act in a way that one is always dependent on the Lord and His devotees. Never independent. So even in the Bible we have in the book of Matthew, there's this beautiful word spoken by Jesus. He says, "Let thy will be done." Lord, whatever you want, let that be done. You make me an instrument. That is Atmanikshepa. And finally, the sixth quality is Karpanye. Karpanye means to see oneself as really insignificant, undeserving. It's a beautiful mood where one sees oneself as undeserving, but at the same time expresses deep gratitude in one's heart for what one has received, for the mercy of the Lord. There are two kinds of people. Some feel that they are very lowly and useless, and you know, there is nothing in their life, and that will lead to depression. That's not a devotee. The devotee, he does not feel lowly. He feels enthusiastic. Just see, I'm a nobody and yet the Lord is so merciful. He expresses deep gratitude. He has joy in his heart. His heart is dancing, is jumping up and down. And that is Karpanya. So Vasudeva Vipra expressed that Karpanya. And we see of the 26 qualities of a devotee that are mentioned by... Who mentioned 26 qualities of a devotee? Anyone? Where are they mentioned? Huh? Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yes. They are mentioned by Mahaprabhu himself when he taught these to Sanatana Goswami on Dashashwamedha Ghat in Varanasi. When he was instructing Sanatana Goswami, he said, devotees should have 26 qualities. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has churned these 26 and he has told us which is the one quality which underpins, which is the Swarupa Lakshana, which is the essential quality of a devotee. What is that one quality? Compassion, humility, they are all required, yes. But the one quality, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, which is the key characteristic, yes? Huh? Surrender to Krishna. So he says, Krishna Eka Sharanam. Krishna Eka Sharanam is the quality. You see, we see in a society of devotees, there are so many kinds of devotees. And they are at so many different grades. And they express so many varieties of devotion. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it is mentioned by Sridhar Swami that there are at least 81 varieties of devotional service. 81. Some can worship in the mode of ignorance, mode of goodness, mode of passion, transcendental. All kinds of devotees are there. Yeah? And a mix of everything. But what's common in every one of them? What's common? Think of someone who is a really inspiring devotee. And then think of another person who you may not be able to appreciate. But yet, although you may not be able to appreciate, there is one thing that that person possesses. What is that one thing? Huh? They have the same goal. So that is what Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. Krishna eka sharanam. Even they have taken shelter of Krishna. So what is the one thing that's amongst all of us common? We are all wanting to take shelter of Krishna. And hence we are all connected. Of course, the way you want to take shelter may be different from the way I'm taking shelter. But once I was on a train with a friend who was a Muslim. And he's a very religious type of Muslim. So I asked him, I said, you know, there are 7 kinds of Islam that I know of. The 7 different streams of Islam. There is, of course, the main 2, Sunni and Shia. And then there are, I just want to understand, you know, what are the different philosophies? So he looked at me and he said, 7 kinds of Islam? Do you know how many Muslims there are in this world? I said, yeah, maybe, you know, a few billion. 2 billion maybe. And he said, and do you know how many kinds of Islam there are? I said, no, you tell me. He said, 2 billion. And he said, that's true for everyone. He said, you are a Hare Krishna. Do you know how many kinds of Hare Krishnas there are? I said, well, there should be only one. But yeah, there are as many Hare Krishnas there are, so many, you know. So the idea is that we are all trying to serve Krishna in our own way. But what's common? Krishna eka sharanam. And the pure devotee expresses this eka. Eka means one. Taking sole shelter of Krishna. That is what a pure devotee does. And this taking shelter of Krishna, I want to share something sweet and interesting towards the end now. So, Krishna himself, actually Ramachandra himself, says, in the Yuddha Kanda, and it's very nice, so please listen attentively. In the Yuddha Kanda, which is the final section of Ramayana, we find that Vibhishan, he comes over to join Ramachandra. And when Vibhishan comes over, everyone is wanting to check him out first, because they know he's the brother of Ravana. They know that he cannot be trusted. But when Vibhishan comes and he tells Ramachandra, I have come here to take your shelter. What does Ramachandra say? He says this verse. This is from the Ramayana, Valmiki Ramayana. Sakradeva prapannoya. One who has come at once, Sakrut, at once. No background, no reason. Just no reason. He came, folded hands, and prapannaha, he has taken shalander. Tavasmi tichayachate. And he says these 2 words. Tava asmi. The Mayavadis, they say Brahma asmi. I am Brahman. The devotees, they say Tava asmi. Tava asmi means I am yours. If one simply stands in front of Ramachandra and he says, my dear Lord, I am yours. What does Ramachandra say? Abhayam sarvadatasmai. I will offer him fearlessness forever. Dadamyetad vratam mama. I take a vow. Ramachandra says, I take a vow that I will offer sanctuary, shelter, fearlessness, abhayam, forever, sarvada. This is the vow he has taken. And as far as devotees are concerned, and not being able, not wanting to judge devotees, devotees externally may be of any variety, and sometimes they may appear to be very unique. Nonetheless, it is their relationship with Krishna which makes them who they really are, not what we see them. So Uddhav, in his description of Krishna, he says this. He says, Kim chitramachyuta tavaita de ashesha bandho. Is it a surprise that Krishna is, you know, he finds his devotees really, really attractive? Is it a surprise that he's attracted to his devotees? Dasheshvananya saraneshu yadatma sattvam. Those who have taken full shelter of him, daseshu, ananya saraneshu, those who have taken sharana, sharanagati, the pure devotees, like Vasudeva Vipra, the Lord becomes so much attracted to them that the Lord wants to embrace them. Yoro chayat sahamrigai swayamishwaranam. Is it a surprise that when Ramachandra was being worshipped by Brahma, Varuna and all of these personalities, great personalities, arochayata, he was not interested. Instead, who was he interested to be with? Mrigaha, with monkeys. Uddhava is saying, is it a surprise Ramachandra wanted to be with monkeys and not with Brahma, not with Varuna? And the last line is so beautiful. Uddhava says, Shrimat kirita tatat, Shrimat kirita tatapa pidita padapitha. Padapitha means the footstool on which the Lord keeps his foot. So that's called footstool, a soft cushioned footstool. And he says that the different kirita, the different crowns of these demigods, which are ready to be offered to the lotus feet of Ramachandra, they appeared to be pidita. They appeared to be giving pain to the Lord. Brahma, Varuna and others appeared to be giving pain to the lotus feet of the Lord, because the Lord simply wanted to be with the monkeys. So these monkeys are very special. They are special because of their devotion. Externally, monkeys are, you've experienced monkeys in Vraj, in Vrindavan. Monkeys are, you know, not everyone likes them because of how they behave. But it's the same monkeys when they serve Lord Ramachandra. Actually, in the Skanda Puran it is mentioned. That's one place I found, it's clearly mentioned that the Vraja monkeys in Bhauma Vrindavan, the monkeys of Vrindavan on earth, these monkeys are associates of Lord Ramachandra, Skanda Puran says. So the monkeys we find in Vraj, they are expansions and associates of some monkeys of Vraj. And the monkeys, they, you see, you can make a, I was with an Irish devotee, and we were passing by in Dublin in his car, and he was showing me around Dublin, my first visit to Dublin many years back. And we stopped by a particular factory where they used to make what is this called? Guinness. You know, the brewery. It was a brewery where they make Guinness. And I said, and he was trying to tell me the history of Guinness. And I said, Prabhu, it's very interesting, but not very interesting. We can move on. And he said, you can make a devotee of an Irishman. Yeah, you can make a devotee of an Irishman, but you cannot take the Irishman out of the devotee. And it's the same. You can make a David's here? Oh, David's right here. Sorry. So, the same is true. The monkeys were the monkeys. You can make a devotee out of a monkey, but you cannot take the monkey out of that devotee. So, when Ramachandra would speak, how would the monkeys respond? This is all written in the Valmiki Ramayana. They would respond like we are responding by laughing. The monkeys would respond by showing their teeth, like that, and screeching out. How would the monkeys behave? I have to tell you a very interesting story. It really happened with me, my personal experience. I was very young, 25 years ago, roughly. I was in Imlital in Vrindavan. Have you been to Imlital? Beautiful place. Mahaprabhu spent a lot of time there. Radharani, and Krishna, they sat under that tree. And it's right on the banks of Yamuna. So I was there at Imlital, and it was Bhima Ekadashi, so Nirjala Ekadashi. And I thought, I was young, so I thought, today I'm going to chant 108 rounds. So I woke up at 2 in the morning, and I started chanting. Well, I did finish 108, but by the time it was late afternoon, the scorching heat, the month of May, June, you know, it's very hot, 42 degrees in Vrindavan, and I was going around the tree and I was thinking, my dear Lord, please reciprocate, give me some taste. Give me some taste to chant. Suddenly, Lord Indra heard my prayer. And as I was going around the tree, suddenly there was very nice water sprinkling on me, you know, from the top. And I was really blissful until I noticed that it's only happening on me. There is nowhere else is water, just directly sprinkling on me. And I must be very special. So I looked up in the skies with a hope to see Indradev with his Airavata. But instead, on the branch, I saw a couple. Not a human couple. A monkey couple. They were very coordinated in their effort of, you know, making me feel cool. So they were sprinkling urinating. And I was being abhishekhed by them. So the Lord heard my prayer, gave me some enthusiasm. I was completely awake and, you know. But it is mentioned in Valmiki Ramayana that the monkey is the Lord Ramachandra, who was so happy with the monkeys. The monkeys actually would sit on the branch. Do you think the monkeys have a sense of going to the loo and, you know, using the toilet? No. There were millions of them, and Lord Ramachandra, Lakshman, and they were sitting, and the monkeys were everywhere surrounding them, and some were screeching, some were laughing, showing their teeth. When Ramachandra said something nice, they would turn upside down and show him their teeth, as if they are agreeing. And some were passing, doing their job, without noticing where Ramachandra is. Just see, the Lord is so merciful, he even accepts that as a service. Even, it's unimaginable. The Lord accepts that as a service. So much love for the monkeys. So here, we see the monkeys are not ordinary. And finally, I just want to say how the monkeys were entertained towards the end. I have a few verses from Valmiki Ramayana, very sweet verses. And I would like to say this, to express how Vasudeva Vipra, although externally deformed and leper and all kinds of disqualification, because he was a devotee of the Lord, he was so beloved of the Lord. Like monkeys. Actually, Srila Prabhupada gave a class in Barsana in Hindi, and the class is available. If those who understand Hindi, they can hear the class, in which Srila Prabhupada said, many of you don't come to our temples because you think our temple is Angrej Mandir. Even in the seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in one of the purports, Srila Prabhupada says that people in Vrindavan, the Brahmanas, they don't want to visit our temple because they think that we are an Anglican temple, Prabhupada says. We are Angrej Mandir. Angrej means English. English temple. So these are mlechas, these are low class people, so the Brahmanas don't want to come. So Prabhupada was giving class in Hindi and he said, so you don't want to come to our temples because you think that our temples are full of these white people who are low class. Then Prabhupada said, but I see that you worship Hanuman. He's a monkey. He's not even a human. At least these are human. Prabhupada says like this. He makes a case in front of Vrajavasis so sweetly. He cannot offend. He cannot be his Simha Swarupa, his lion self in front of Vrajavasis. He doesn't want to be, you know, like the lion, Simha Guru. But he's very sweetly saying, but you worship the monkeys. At least they are humans. And they are pure devotees. They are pure Vaishnavas, Prabhupada says. Even in the purport in the seventh canto, he says, they may be English, they may be American, but they are pure Vaishnavas. So they are superior to any Brahmanas. So, here we see the monkeys were greeted by one of the things that Kausalya did. Kausalya is the mother of Ramachandra. She greeted the monkeys in such a special way that in fact she said, let us separate the female monkeys from the male monkeys. And all the female monkeys, this is the verse in Ramayana. Many years back I read the Ramayana and a few verses I have noted, very sweet verses. So here this verse is, Tato vanara patnina sarvasameva shobhanam. And then what did Kausalya do? She took the wives of the monkeys in her quarters. And chakara yatnata Kausalya. And very diligently, she decorated the monkey wives with different ornaments and different saris and all kinds of things. Prarishta putra vatsala. Very happy. More happy than her son was with the monkeys. She wanted to decorate the wives of the monkeys. And the monkey wives were being decorated. Beautiful. And then, when the Lord was going for his coronation, who came? Who were the people? You know, when a king is coronated, the entire entourage is with soldiers, and even in modern day society, you have these parades in which all the, you know, the best military is demonstrated. So, there was somebody paraded on 9,000 elephants. Again, Ramayana says, Navanaga Sahasrani, on 9,000 elephants, Yuyur Asthaya Vanara. There were monkeys clinging onto 9,000 elephants. There were thousands of monkeys on 9,000 elephants. And they were sitting on the elephant, enjoying. Manusham Vigraham Kritva. Raman doesn't stop there. It says, they were trying to pretend like human beings, sitting very straight and erect. Until somebody's tail was being pulled and then they started biting each other. But they were acting as if they are humans. 9,000 monkeys, no sorry, millions of monkeys paraded on 9,000 elephants. Sarva Bharana Bhushita. And they were not monkeys as we see them in Vrindavan naked. These were monkeys with silken dhotis and nice ornaments. And they were paraded. Then when they reached the palace, what did Ramachandra do? He called all his ministers and he gave a class like we are speaking. He gave a sermon glorifying the monkeys. For an entire day, he glorified the monkeys. And then for the coronation of Ramachandra, special holy water was needed from the four oceans. And Vashishtha, who is a great Brahmana, great Rishi, Maharshi. Vashishtha would only accept the purest of the pure ingredients for the ceremony. Who brought those ingredients? Who brought the waters from the ocean? Sugriva sent 4 monkeys in 4 directions with huge pots. And they collected the water and brought it back. And Vasishtha very happily used them. Because, not because they were monkeys, because they were pure devotees of the Lord. And finally, Ramachandra after coronation gave lots of gifts to everyone. To all the brahmanas first, followed by all the monkey friends. And then he, at the end, and listen to this very carefully. At the end he gave gift of mani pravarajushtam cha muktaharam anuttamam, the best pearl necklace. The best pearl necklace he gave to whom? Who do you think he'll give the pearl necklace to? Huh? Hanuman? No. He gave it to Vibhishan? No. Sita yai pradadu ramas. Ram gave it to Sita, the best of necklace, beautiful white shining necklace. Chandra Rashmi Samaprabham. Ramachandra was shining like the effulgent moon. And he gave the necklace to Sita. As soon as Sita Devi put on that necklace, she started looking at the people who had assembled there. And she started looking at one particular person. Ramachandra, realizing what is in her mind, he speaks these words. Ramachandra, he says, Tam ingitagya samprekshya babhashe janakatmajam. Looking at the daughter of Janaka, Sita, Ramachandra, who understands the sign of, sort of, he understands sign language. Ramachandra, he looking at Sita, he understood what was in Sita's mind. Pradehi shubageharam yasya tushtasi bhamini. He told Sita Devi, oh beloved, please give this beautiful necklace of pearls to one who you find the most deserving. In this huge assembly where there were the rishis, the devatas, everyone, all the chieftains of the 3 worlds were there. And the entire monkey army, everyone was there. And in fact, because of Vibhishan, even the demons were there. Because he was the king of demons. So the 3 worlds, everyone was there. You choose who is the best and you give. So just to help you choose someone, Ramachandra said, you should choose someone who has these 10 qualities. Tejo dhrutir yashor vdakshyam. Tejaha, the person should be sharp. Dhruti should be determined. Yashaha should be very famous. Dakshyam should be very dexterous. Samarthyam vinayo nayaha. He should be very able. Samarthya vinaya, he should be very humble. Nayaha, he should be a leader. Paurusham vikramo buddhihi. Paurusham, he should be very strong. Vikramaha, he should be a winner of enemies. Buddhihi, he should be the most intelligent. These are the 10 qualities that you should look in this person. Yasmin etani nityada. One who possesses these 10, you give the necklace to that person. Who do you think she gave the necklace to? Vibhishan? Hanuman? So, the final verse is very sweet verse. It says, Dadau sa vayuputraya. She gave the necklace to Vayuputra, Hanuman. Tamharam asitekshana. Beautiful black eyed. Sita Devi's eyes are black. Jet black. This is the description of her beautiful eyes. So she's from Nepal. She has this very nice, little Sino kind of features. Her eyes are very, very long and they're black. So, She gave the hara to Vayuputra, to Hanuman. Hanumanastena hara. What did a monkey do? What would a monkey do if you give something to the monkey? Chew it. Yeah. So Hanuman first sniffed at the hara. It's instinct. You can make a devotee out of a monkey, but you cannot take the monkey out of that devotee, right? like the Irishman, he's left now, but yeah. So, here he, and immediately his instinct was to do what Sita Devi had done, to wear it. So, Hanumanastena Harena Shushubhevana Rishabha. So he put on the har, and then Chandram Suchaya Gaurena Shweta Prena Yathachalaha. Valmiki says in such beautiful words that beautiful female delicate pearl necklace around the neck of Hanuman. You can imagine, he's a monkey. He's so big built, very muscular, and he's having this delicate pearl necklace around his neck. He was very proud. He was showing his, raising his eyebrows and very proudly looking at other monkeys showing off. And it looked, Valmiki says, it looked as if a huge mountain has on the top a little silver cloud lining on top. You know, huge mountain tops, they touch the clouds. So as if a little white cloud was touching on the top of the mountain, huge mountain. That is how Hanuman was looking. And he was showing off to everyone, to his other monkey friends. So this is how, you know, even a monkey, Hanuman, is so dear to the Lord. And Uddhava says this in Bhagavatam, in the 11th canto, that the devotees of the Lord are so dear that the Lord is drawn to them. They are so dear because they express the six qualities of Sharanagati. In this verse, the quality of Karpanya, humility, which is one of the six qualities, is expressed by Sudama. And this verse is repeated by Vasudeva Vipra out of sheer humility. So, thank you very much for sitting through the class. And if you have any comments or questions, I'll take just a couple. Yeah.
I think I just want to kind of get an, is this right? The monkeys as is different than Vanara as a species in Ramayana. Vanara means people who dwell in forest, they organize their own kingdom, own social system. So they are not monkeys as we know. So that was just a
So is it a question or you just?
No, it was just a comment that monkeys, what we know here, is slightly different. And in Ramayana, the word Vanara is used in different contexts, not just monkeys.
Yeah, there are some. There are some Indian scholars and Western scholars who believe that the monkeys that are referred to here, vana means forest, and the Sanskrit word vanara has been derived from the word vana, which means forest, and these are forest dwellers. They were human beings like us, but they were forest dwellers. Unfortunately, Valmiki Ramayana and other scriptures and the Acharyas, and there are 14 commentaries of the Ramayana, do not accept that pro-modern view that they were not monkeys, but they were humans. With just maybe one person has even written a book how Hanuman was a Neanderthal human being. Neanderthals is a species with a big chin. So Hanu means a chin, you know, where the chin portion is coming out. So these kind of imaginary things people say. But the fact is, if you look at the deities there, if you stand up and look at Hanumanji very closely, just, you will see, just as you look at him, you'll see a little black thing, really jet black, right before him. And try to follow that black thing and you'll realize it's his tail. So even the Neanderthal man did not have a tail. So Hanuman did have a tail. In fact, his tail was bound by the residents of Lanka. And he was, and by all means, the Acharyas have described them as proper monkeys. Branch climbing, jumping, screeching, mischievous monkeys is how they have described. So I'm just repeating what I have heard, read. Srila Prabhupada describes them as monkeys. Bhagavatam describes them as monkeys. And thank you. You should look at Hanumanji, something very dark black. You might notice when you stand up and have darshan. When we look at the deities, we should look at them in such fine details. Every little thing, right from the bottom up. The deities love to be looked at. They love to be looked at. The more intently we look at them, to that degree they will look at us. Any other comments or questions? No? Yes, Prabhu.
Srila Prabhupada said that there was a Vasudev who was very close to Jesus and that he wanted everybody in the universe to be
there. Yeah, there was a Vasudev who was very close to Lord Jesus Christ in that he wanted everyone in this universe to be delivered. And as Jesus Christ went on the cross for everyone's sins, as they say it, as the Christian faith kind of professes it. Similarly, there was Vasudeva Datta, who was a different personality to Vasudeva Vipra. And Vasudeva Datta was the one who said that, you know, I better be taking the sins of every single human being, and I better be suffering forever in hell if you can take every single living entity back to Godhead. So, thank you, Prabhu. All right. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Samveda Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Lord Ramachandra ki jai. Hanumanji ki jai. And the monkey army ki jai. Hare Krishna.